This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're going to talk about the Roseburg Public Library this afternoon. Aurora Rupp will join us in the second segment. Maybe I did have that right. Chris Wiley, though, the library director, in for the first. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
And making the arduous trek across the street.
It was rough. You know, it took about 3 minutes.
3 minutes. All right, there you go. So there's a traffic update. If you're attempting to walk from the library to our building right now, it's a 3 minute walk. So keep, I don't know why I'm doing that. Keep that in mind. So, library, I'm sure, first of all, spring break, you guys got to be really busy.
It is busy. We have a lot of kids, a lot of families in. We welcome everybody. Our hours this week, today we're open till 6, tomorrow 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday 10 to 2.
All right. Now, you've been some things going on. You were kind of working on a special program of the library's transforming communities. Talk about that.
That was a grant opportunity that we took advantage of last year, and it's from the American Library Association. We are finishing up the first round of grants, and this is for adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities. We've been able to work with them twice a month with a program where we'd have a speaker, or they would do a hands-on kind of project, and then once a month we would have a movie and snacks. And that is tomorrow at 11:30, the fourth Thursday of the month. We have a movie and snacks. Tomorrow we're going to watch Thunderbolts, which is the new Marvel movie. And then our final program of this grant cycle is Thursday, April 9th at 11:30 a.m. Magician and mind reader Seth Howard will be on hand to just entertain us. And folks don't need to register for the programs. They can come in with caregivers, just have a seat and enjoy those programs. I'm so excited, though, Kyle, that we got an extension on the grant. We were awarded the fourth round, and we're going to continue our programs for adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities. We will continue with movies all summer long, and then in the fall, we'll have speakers again.
So that was like how many more months for the grant?
Well, that will be almost another year.
Ah.
Yes. And what we had hoped all along was that we would develop some relationships with some community partners, which we've done. We knew we were going to be able to continue in some fashion, but now we have funding to really dive in and do some more programming. In addition to that component of the grant, we are going to be able to purchase more large print materials for our homebound patrons.
Wow. And so a lot going on there with that. What else has been going on?
Well, Seth Howard is going to do a program for all ages on Thursday, April 9th at 6:30 p.m. So we're getting double the fun with him. Everybody's welcome to come to that program again Thursday, April 9th at 6:30. That's for the general public.
Now, you've got something on the first Wednesday of every month that if I try to pronounce it, I will get it probably wrong.
Well, we have Umpqua Haiku.
Well, I would have had it right. Okay.
Our volunteer, Steve Barr, leads that program. He's the one who created it and has developed just a really wonderful small group of folks. Anybody is welcome to come and participate. That's at noon. The next program is on April 1st. Again, you don't have to register for it, but you can go to their website and learn more about it at umpquahaiku.com. They meet the first Wednesday of every month at noon for an hour and a half to 2 hours and just kind of workshop their own poetry and talk about how they can get published.
Now, and you're always working on different things to do other than people just coming to get books.
That's one of the beauties of public libraries. We are a space for books and more, whether it's computer use, which we get a lot of. We have printing stations. We have just wonderful, comfortable seating. We have meeting rooms. And then we have other kinds of programs like our recreational chess club, which is going gangbusters, Kyle. I had no idea that so many people across the generations are continuing to be fascinated and interested in just playing recreational chess.
Now, here's the question. Is there such a thing as digital chess?
I suppose there is. I don't play chess at all, but I'm guessing, I would guess people do play digital chess, but this is old school chess. You bring your board, you can be any skill level. Beginners are welcome. More experienced players are welcome. One of our library aides, Gabby Allen, oversees it and helps people partner up. That is on the first Saturday of each month. The next session is April 4th. It's from 10:30 in the morning till noon.
All right. And speaking of digital, you got a lot of things going on with digital books, et cetera.
So many digital materials. And what we're finding, Kyle, is that 38%-ish of our circulation is digital materials. And that number continues to grow year over year by a couple percentage points. And we're still checking out the physical materials. Those are absolutely the bread and butter, but we're seeing more and more people wanting the flexibility of digital material.
And it's not just books, right?
Right. So we have digital books, digital audiobooks, which actually takes up, is the most requested item, checks out the most of all of our digital material. 50% of it is digital audiobook checkouts.
So how does that work? Because they come in to check out something, but they're actually going online.
They use their device, whether it's their computer, their smartphone, their tablet. They've received a Roseburg Public Library card. They download the app, and then they log in with their library card number, and they don't have to physically come into the library to do that kind of borrowing. We have magazines, more than 5,000 through Libby. And then our newest platform is digital newspapers. And people can go to our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, click on the link that says access digital newspapers, log in with your library card, and you're good to go. It has the Oregonian, it has the Eugene Register Guard. Those are the two most popular items.
Now, one of the other things you've talked about a lot of times is Dolly Parton's program. Tell us more about that.
We have been part of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library since the fall of 2019. This is a book gifting program that's available to all kids in Oregon, and it was actually codified by the legislature this year that they are supporting it at the 50% level. So any kid from birth to high school graduation in the state of Oregon can register. ImaginationLibrary.com. Click on Check Availability to get started. And they will receive one free book, brand new, in the mail every month until their fifth birthday.
And, I mean, this thing is just gotten huge.
Huge. We have about 1,500 kids in our area, which sponsored by the Friends of the Roseburg Public Library. Thank you to them, because we still have to raise 50%
right.
of the funds. And so we have about 1,500 kids. Our area is the Roseburg zip codes, Glide, Iowa, Park, Winchester, and Wilbur. But there are Imagination Libraries throughout the county, out at Reedsport, North Umpqua, and then the Riddle Library handles the bulk of the rest of the county.
All right. Other things that people ought to know about, what's going on at the library?
So much happening at the library. You'll want to check our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.com, or go onto Facebook or Instagram at Roseburg Library. And we're open today till 6 o'clock.
And what are the other hours?
We are open Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 to 6, Thursdays from 10 to 8, Fridays and Saturdays 10 to 2.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library. We're going to talk more with Aurora Ropp in a moment. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Part 2, look at Roseburg Public Library, the Youth Services Librarian Aurora Ropp. Why can I not get that right today? Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, obviously, you've been slammed this week with spring break, I'm sure.
Yes, it has been great to see all of the families coming in. Not so great at the end of the night having to clean up, but we are so glad to have all of these people coming into the library this week.
And you guys recently announced your burger challenge.
Yes. The In-N-Out restaurant has a ringing challenge during the springtime that they have sent materials to us that you can come and keep track of your reading. You can read 5 hours or 5 books and bring that back to us at the Roseburg Library. And you can get a gift card for a free hamburger or cheeseburger.
So how's that going?
That's going pretty well. It is for ages 4 to 12, so this is for the kids, not for grown-ups, sorry.
So has anybody tried that?
You know, I don't think I've had a grown-up ask for it yet. My husband would. He loves In-N-Out, but I just don't tell him about it.
There you go. So, and what's the timeline for the, I mean, it's already started, but
yeah.
How long do you have?
We did start already. You have through April 18th. So I think that's about another 3 weeks that you could come in and get a log, read, and bring that back in. You can get up to 3 free burger cards from us.
All right. And I know that you do different story times throughout the week. What's the schedule right now?
Yeah. This morning we had a preschool story time. Tomorrow we'll also have a preschool story time. We can definitely tell that it's spring break. We had a large turnout for that, which is always great to interact with kids with books and songs. We also have a Lapsit story time that we started about a year ago. And that one is for babies aged 6 months to 18 months. That one is coming up on April 21st. It's a fun time to read stories to those little ones, and we do more lap bounces and finger plays, more interactive things with that younger crowd.
And how long do those programs last?
Preschool story time, which is for ages 2 to 5, usually lasts about half an hour to 45 minutes. And then the baby story time lasts 25 to 30 minutes.
And how do you pick out what you're reading from?
Yeah, I read through all of the picture books in our collection, and I am looking for stories that have clear messages, that have nice bright pictures, and that are a good length for those different age groups.
So you've got a craft program going this week, right?
We do. This week, during spring break, we have a craft program tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow's Thursday. It'll be from 4 to 5 at the library. We'll have all kinds of different spring crafts. We'll have some bunny-themed crafts, some sun catchers, and a dragonfly craft.
And would people just show up?
Yeah, anybody can just show up. That's his elementary age. We know that preschool kids come with their older siblings. You can just show up between 4 to 5, and we have all materials there for you to create these crafts.
Now, you've got to be, though, already looking ahead to summer.
I am already looking ahead to summer. We have some fun things planned. We have some great performers that are come do puppet shows. I have a cool comedy act that's coming. I think it'll be a lot of fun. But I am still curious as to what the public wants. We are still thinking about what our grand prize would be for summer reading. So the kids that would be eligible for the grand prize would have read all of their reading log, so they would have read a total of 21 hours. And then what do they want for a grand prize? We're looking for something that's around $200 that would be a really cool thing for a kid to get. And if anybody has any ideas, please email us at library@roseburgor.gov or come into the library. This is on our whiteboard right now. We really want to make sure that what we are getting is what will encourage the kids to read the whole way through.
And so, and this is all about giving them something not for their parents.
Yes, this is about giving an experience or an item to kids, not to their parents. So I'm probably not going to buy a Sherm's gift card.
Or possibly a week in Maui.
Yeah, I don't think that's within our budget.
Okay, well, you can see where my head is at today. So with the summertime, and what's it like in the summer? I mean, do you see, because you guys also do some things out of the building.
Yes, during the summertime, our story times will change. We'll go out to the Stewart Park Pavilion and we'll do story times out there. We also have a bunch of different outreaches that we do following along with the lunchbox bus and visiting some different housing sites to get to kids where they are.
Wow. So obviously a lot going on there. What about and maybe this would be throughout the school year, because I mean you've got a people don't realize how small your actual staff is. So you utilize volunteers, and that probably is part of your area too.
Yes, we do have a small staff and use volunteers to help us prepare things. One of those groups of volunteers, we use teen volunteers that they can come in once a month, the third Wednesday of the month. So I think our next one is on April 15th. And I have those teens help me prepare things for what's coming up. We prepare craft kits. We cut out pieces needed for story time. We sometimes go through the books and pull books that I need to be pulled. Just anything that they can do to help me get things ready for the next month.
So basically any teen age?
13 to 17. We do have a volunteer permission form to have parents sign at the library. If it's a teen who's 18, still in high school, we do have a different form for them, but they are still welcome to come to that teen volunteer day. That's from 3 to 5 on that third Wednesday.
So how long have you been at the library now?
I have been at the library now for 7 years. It's been a lot of fun.
And, you know, throw a pandemic in the middle of it and all that.
Yeah, threw a pandemic in the middle of it. Definitely, I had a point there where I had done more virtual story times than in-person story times. And it was interesting. I think we did a great job adapting to what we could do.
So when you got started in all this, what drew you to being a library professional?
Yeah, I am excited about the library because I love sharing books with people. I love people being able to pursue their own knowledge plan, being able to look up whatever they want to look up, learning more about that. I have learned a lot more about gardening lately through books that I've checked out from the library. So I really, what drew me to librarianship was really wanting to help people pursue their own passions.
And were you already from this area, or did you move here? I don't remember.
No, I moved here. I grew up in southeastern Washington. In my youth services position before I was here, I was in North Carolina, so on the other side of the continent. And then I came here in 2019 and have no plans to leave.
So what was your first impression when you walked into the library here the first time?
When I walked into the library the first time, it was with Chris during my interview. So I had a great impression from Chris of being very excited and a go-getter, ready to tackle this project. And then walking into the library, it was most of the way through the renovation. So it looked like a nice, clean space. The kids' room was so cute with all the trees, and I really enjoyed the teen room, that it was so light and bright and that there was a dedicated space for that age group.
How'd that compare with other libraries you've been in?
The library that I worked before this was a smaller building, and there was not a dedicated teen space. It was just kind of like, there's where the teenagers' books are. So I think that being a teen is an age group time when you really need a place that's your own. You're not a kid, you're not a grown up. So I really appreciate that it's a age group that this library supports.
And what are you looking forward to as you continue on here?
Looking forward to continuing on here. I am always excited about the summer reading program and what different things we can do, and trying out different programs, seeing what the community likes. Go ahead.
No, and for what's going on this week, where do people check up on what's happening at the library?
Yeah, this week you can check out our events at rosebergpubliclibrary.org. Everything is listed there and times.
All right, Aurora Rapp, Roseburg Public Library, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.